There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell, Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Will never leave me alone. I am the darkness and must come out the light. Could you be loved?
Ah, the vitamin L is flowing, Mon. I love it. I love it. When Bob Marley turned 70, or would have turned 70, how long ago? Last week sometime?
On the 6th. Yeah.
On the 6th. I'm so bummed we missed the actual day. How did that happen? I think we might have been covering a few stories that were pretty intense, is my guess. Lately, that's what it's been like.
Yeah, it has been. That's true. But you always got to make a little room for something to kind of bring the light in on your life, right?
Well, and that's a really special edition. That's not a Bob Marley edition of Could This Be Love. It's an interesting a cappella thing. If you see the video, and you blast it out, Super Don, because this is a really beautiful version. All through vocalizations, they duplicated all of the instruments and the sounds. And, man, I could listen to that for hours.
Yeah, I mean, I love this kind of music. It's a cappella. And it takes a cappella to a kind of a new level because all of the instruments, the sounds, the percussion, everything is all done by voice. And it's all tracked. And it's just, I love this kind of, I could listen to this kind of music for hours. But this was put on by an organization called Reggaeville. They call themselves the World of Reggae in one village. And there's multiple artists that are all a part of this movement of spreading and performing reggae music around the world. I mean, literally, they just had a concert, an event in Tel Aviv, of all places. And so, yeah, reggaeville.com is where you can go, and I'm going to post this particular video on the Facebook and the Twitter right now.
All right, follow us on Twitter, at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media, and Super Don even has a Twitter handle, not that he uses it as much.
Not much.
tweet him directly at It's Super Don.
It's Super Don.
That's right. Well, this hour on the show, we've got more information on cholesterol. Is the government finally backing down and listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, perhaps? Also, we've got some questions of the day, one on a chronic skin condition, another on a vascular issue. We have 50 Shades of what the what? Oh, yeah, maybe we'll get to that. All right, we'll see.
We have to.
Yeah, but first up, out of the gate, in honor of our family down below Cuba in Jamaica. What time is it?
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on, pass what time? Yes, cannabis updates on the Robert Scott Bell Show, in honor of Bob Marley's 70th last week. Very big news out of Jamaica, man. And I tell you what, this is really big news. Jamaica has decriminalized cannabis, or ganja.
Well, it's about time, right?
Of all places. On Bob Marley's birthday, they did this. They have now, the headline reads at Cannabis Now magazine, the universe has nearly righted itself as Jamaica, a country renowned for its cultural impact on the marijuana industry, has finally decriminalized cannabis, and on Bob Marley's birthday at that. That is some level of justice. Now, if you wonder why or how it was even possible that the little tiny island of Jamaica, formerly a protectorate of the United Kingdom, right, now independent for many years now, how was it possible that they would have ever made that plant illegal? Well, you can thank your friends at the corporate United States government and international treaties to ban a plant that God created. And they had to play ball if they weren't going to be sanctioned, right? They would have shut down, like they did to Cuba, to some degree, tourism, which is a big part of the economy of Jamaica, of course. And so this is the reason where you have U.S., even if it's not outright empire, I don't know that we've actually set foot and have declared Jamaica as a state of the American Republic.
Right.
But if you really think independence is important and national sovereignty is important, Jamaica has not been sovereign in that concept or context because of the fear of recrimination through these international treaties and the U.S. government Drug Enforcement Administration. But they've finally seen, is with 23 states that have backed down on the federal abolition, if you will, prohibition of cannabis, that it's finally kind of bled over into Jamaica. Remember when I was there a couple of years back, 2 or 3 years ago with the family over the holidays,
mm-hmm.
and they were having a lot of discussions about this. And I was down there talking to the natives that are, you know, like family to me, that my friends there, they're native Jamaican. And, you know, we talked about this and how I was discovering at that, even at that time, the medicinal benefits of this plant, legitimate medicinal benefits for cancer, for pain management, for anxiety, for PTSD, and how outrageous it was that the island there, so famous for it, it was still illegal. And, you know, we talked about the U.S. government impact on the government of Jamaica, and it was very real. So, interesting, it's taken some time, but now the consciousness is shifting. It doesn't, I don't think it means that anybody can set up shop and sell outright. It's not totally like a free-for-all, so to speak, but they've taken it out of the context of absolute prohibition and criminalization, which is, it's good news. I think it's great news. And, you know, I still, even with the freedom to do it, like when we were at the Cannabis Cup in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
I still don't have an interest or a draw to use it recreationally. Just me. It's just me.
Look, it's the freedom to choose. I'll be honest with you. I honestly, it's not something I'm a big fan of either. You know, I mean, I have, but it's not something, it's just, it's, you know, it's hard for me to be productive in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Well, so we need your productivity, you know. So.
It just doesn't fit with my lifestyle. But
no, but we don't mind if a guest comes on. They're fine that way.
Sure.
And like I said, the legitimate medicinal purposes, the CBD, non-psychoactive component, hempmedspx.com. Check it out. I do my CBD every day. I encourage you to do so as well. I love it just to take the edge off the intensity. Last night I was kind of stressed when I started and suddenly my mouse died.
I remember that.
That wasn't a great way to start, so I had to do a little bit of CBD to get through it. Anyway, there's more hemp news. In Oregon, the first industrial hemp license in the state has been issued to an Eagle Point farmer. That's outside of Medford, not far from where you used to hang out.
That's and really not far from where I am now. It's, you know, about 70, 80 miles or so
mm-hmm.
from where I'm at. So, yeah, how cool is it? First guy in Oregon who gets a license to grow industrial hemp is in Eagle Point, Oregon.
I see his picture. He didn't get the memo on TV, though. He's got a full-on beard.
He's got a big old germ-carrying, dangerous beard there.
It's a Santa Claus beard, dude. Right. That's impressive. I could never do that. Here's another story on cannabis, or a.k.a. marijuana. We don't like to use that term here. It's evidently its use, its daily use, is not associated with brain shrinkage. Remember, that was one of the memes that they threw at everybody. If you use it every day, your brain will shrink.
It'll make your brain small. Well, you know what? Your brain was small to begin with, you dumb scientist. Shut up.
That's one way to put it. And remember, you know, if there is a long-term detriment to cannabis is that you don't get anything done, and you tend to eat a lot of snack foods that may not be good for you. But in terms of, you know, functional relaxation, creativity, those things seem to be enhanced. And clearly, if you're in that arena, it doesn't impact you negatively. And, of course, we've also covered stories that claim, which was much to my shock as well, that it wasn't even harming lung tissue, which I was just stunned by. But as I've learned more about the components, the cannabinoids, how they are protective of tissue, regenerative of tissue, neurological especially, it's just stunning how much we have been lied to about so many things. But like I said, my awakening on health awakened me to all of these other things to say, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to believe on face value anything an authoritarian ever tells me again, which is greatly upsetting the vaccine fanatics out there. But you guys can suck on a marijuana stick and you'll just chill out and leave us alone.
A marijuana stick?
Does that one exist? I just made that up. I don't even know if that exists.
Maybe you've just created a new product. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's going to be a lot of them. But here's a study talking about marijuana's effectivity in treating depression. Mm-hmm. And it actually is showing that there is legitimacy in addressing depression. Neuroscientists from the University of Buffalo's Research Institute on Addictions found that endocannabinoids, we know about those, including THC, an active compound, may be helpful in treating depression that results from chronic stress. And who, let's face it, doesn't have chronic stress? We've all been made into like lab rats trying to chase after Federal Reserve notes, paper that they keep printing to make it worth less and less as we go along until it's no longer there. So if you're bummed out about this, cannabis can be a legitimate way to chill you out, according to the scientists at University of Buffalo's Research Institute on Addictions. Did I just blow through all of those hemp stories?
I got one more. But you missed one, which I think is probably one of the coolest stories I've seen.
Well, and you know, the thing is, this story, this part of the cannabis story is something that could have been done all along. The 100 Native American tribes are now considering the growing of cannabis and the selling of it. Why did they wait this long? Because they've been under the thumb of the federal government. Sovereignty, you talk about Native sovereignty, Indian sovereignty. It ain't theirs. We found the money coming from the federal government to them has made them dependent and very lethargic about standing up for the rights of fellow Native Americans, like, you know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Isaiah Ryder.
That's
the Choctaw tribe not doing the right thing. But it is interesting they're finally now saying, okay, just like Jamaica did, the U.S. government is backing off. How much impact of a negative sense? I mean, I love America. I love the liberty it stands for, even though we've failed to live up to it. The negative part of America is that it exported some of the bad things, too, from fast food to bans on plants that God created. So as the Native Americans now embrace this reality, I think we're going to see a revolution again, a hemp revolution happen. And it's long past time that we had a hemp revolution because it's going to be good for so many things. The family farmer, nutritional benefits, depression we've talked about, PTSD, reversals of cancer, brain and neurological degradation diseases, reversals through regeneration of the cannabinoids in the body. I mean, there's so many stunning things. 25,001 uses for this plant. We write about them in Unlock the Power to Heal, unlockthepowertoheal.com, or you can go to, Amazon, amazon.com. How long will it be before Amazon can sell cannabis?
Maybe they'll deliver it to you with one of their drones, right?
that'll be the day, right? Oh, my gosh. Also, let's see. Oh, you know, we got to take on something else. The U.S. government backing down in a lot of places. They're not backing down on vaccines just yet. But maybe, just maybe, the big C. No, I don't mean cancer. The big CH. Cholesterol.
Chocolate.
No, not chocolate.
Oh.
Maybe chocolate. Cholesterol. No. Oh. I'm right. They're wrong, but they're getting more close to me.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, don't worry. If I ever get a little cocky, I've got Super Don to put me in my place, right?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Super Don, you ever get tired of me being right?
You know what? I don't, because I agree with you. So I relish the idea. Yeah.
I know. You love it. It's like, there we go again. They're doing it again. They're copying Robert Scott Bell. Not just me, of course. I mean, I'm just one reflection among many out there that are, let's say, putting the right nutritional information out there, pushing back, as Jerry Doyle says, on the man, on the pharmaceutical man. And that leads us to, I guess, what you'd have to call a little bit of breaking news. Well, even if there wasn't breaking news, it sounds like there is with that music.
Now,
yes,
here's Smith on the road.
The headline says, U.S. may lower cholesterol's level of threat to health. Thank you, William Shatner. This is a stunning report. It actually is a stunning report. I can hear Jerry Doyle now go, well, Robert was right again. A U.S. advisory panel reviewing national dietary guidelines has decided to drop its caution against eating cholesterol-laden food, the Washington Post reported on Tuesday. Well, it's about dang time. I mean, how many years have I said exactly that? Because why? Because why? Because eating cholesterol-laden foods impacts on your real cholesterol levels. Minimally, hardly at all. Eat all the cholesterol you want. You're not going to see a big change in your so-called blood cholesterol levels. And that is what they finally acknowledged here. How long does it take them to do that? Because they've been vilifying.
How do you do it?
I had good teachers.
I am actually going. I'm going to send this to Jerry Doyle because you have just wowed him so many times. It's like, what do you mean? If you want to lose fat, eat more fat. Yeah, that just right. doesn't make any sense. I don't know. And here's another right. one. It's crazy.
And this is coming from an egghead university, too. I think, is it New York University, NYU? For decades, the government has warned against high diets high in cholesterol, right? But now, many nutritionists believe that cholesterol intake may not significantly impact cholesterol blood levels or increase the risk of heart disease in healthy adults. Oh, good Lord. You know, we've been saying it for how long I've been on radio. I started here in 1999 talking about this stuff. 2015, you say, when I say we're 10, 15, sometimes 20 years ahead of the rest of the media culture, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not kidding. So even if you don't believe me now, just wait around 10, 15 years. They'll go, I remember when Robert said that back in 2015, right? Or Mike Adams, or, you know, Sayer G. There's a lot of good folks that are talking about this stuff. But we're vilified by the mainstream media, of course, because they are pharmaceutically corrupted. And they follow things that are 20, 15 years more behind the times, the reality of what's going on here. The advisory panel's report about this will be sent to the Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the agencies that decide which recommendations to incorporate in the final set of dietary guidelines due at the end of the year. So they could still put the kibosh on this, Super Don. They could go, no, I don't think we want to admit that right yet. We still want people taking statin drugs. Because what is this going to do to the continuing efforts to lower the levels of healthy cholesterol, to say that, you know, you're... Yeah. What used to be normal is now high, so we can put everybody on a statin drug. This is going to really screw that up.
Well, they're going to say, oh, this is confusing people. It's wrong. We shouldn't confuse mm-hmm. people. Yes, cholesterol is not as bad for you, but don't stop taking your statins yet.
Right. Where is CDC's Suchat? You know, the lady that said there is no doctor on earth is acknowledging that the vaccines have anything to do with autism, for instance. And they'll say this, you know, there's no such thing as a safe form of cholesterol, right? You've got to be on statin drugs because we're promoting the drug industry. But no, this is huge news, folks. This is an acknowledgement. The nutritionists are going from NYU and others going, dude, stop with the not eating cholesterol. This is nonsense. But the eggheads from the egg industry they're going to be jumping for joy. They're all going to be partying. Finally, we're not going to be the great villain because the yolk has cholesterol. Stop with the egg white omelets, too, please. It's annoying. Use the whole egg. Just drink it raw like Rocky did.
Rocky, yeah.
Or soft boil it or something. But, man, eat the yolk if you're going to do that. Good stuff. Good B vitamins. Cholesterol's good for you. Keeps you young. Keeps your nervous system happy and healthy. And it does not cause heart disease. Repeat after me. All right, questions of the day. You can call if you'd like at 866-939-2355 live or leave a message or go to the website at robertscottbell.com. That's what a couple of folks did. We're going to try and answer them next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, no, another problem out there in our culture in the West, because we've been so fat phobic and cholesterol phobic, we've really brought on or precipitated the rise of dementia, early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, different neurological degradation. A big part of it has been a fear of fat, a fear of cholesterol. So just another aside on that. Remember, embrace the fat. Make peace with the fat. Eat the good, healthy fats that are there. And increase those over the refined carbohydrates. That's the reason why so many people go to refined carbohydrates, is because they're starving for fat, and it's easy, you know, to satiate and satisfy, kind of like an endorphin rush of some kind. So, anyway, Super Don, did you make an egg yolk omelet when we took a break there?
An egg? No, I didn't have time to make an omelet, so I just did the Rocky thing, and I yelled, "Oh, yo, Adrian," and just downed three raw eggs.
Nicely done, my friend.
That's
See, that's
right.
the thing. Now, we should make sure that all, you know, all of those places that think they're healthy serving egg white omelets, we should make them serve egg yolk omelets just to freak people out. No,
hey,
sorry, we discontinued that. We got egg
I've
yolk.
I've never
omelets.
Shied away from egg yolks. I mean, I did the egg white thing back in the day when I was like, you know, like really, you know, working out, and I was the gym rat, and you tried
to do
the. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, when you're cooking it, nah, give me the yolk, man. The egg whites are, it's missing something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's missing something. That's a very good point. And that's what we talk about, whole foods. Stop it with the partially whatevered foods. Eat the whole foods when appropriate, and it's mostly appropriate, okay? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. 6 days a week here on National News Radio, GCN, our syndicator. Heard around the world through Epic Times as well, UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all different podcast networks. But we're glad the message is getting out. We really, really are, because I love it when people are empowered. I have no interest in controlling anybody. It's hard enough to control myself. You know, I don't know what is it with people in Washington, D.C. They have all this extra time on their hands.
Stop me.
Right, yeah. I can't. I mean, come on. All they want to do is live your lives, control your lives, tell you how to live. Leave us the you-know-what alone, and we'll all get along, perhaps, with the ganja that is now decriminalized in Jamaica. It'll be a lot easier place to be. So with that, I think it is time for you, the listener, to have your say.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day time. Woohoo! This one's coming from who? Let's see. I got one. I got two. Let me do the long one or short one. Now this is tough for me. I'm deciding which way to go here. All right, let's do the tough one. This is from Jason. He says, Robert, I recently saw my doctor about a persistent skin itch I've been dealing with for almost a year now. A year? That's all? That's nothing. A year. And he, I'm not trying to belittle you. I know people that have skin stuff for decades. I'm just saying. And he died. I know, I'm being so callous right now. And he diagnosed me with chronic urticaria. It affects mainly my torso and back and upper legs and arms and appears to be somewhat heat-induced. All right? Basically, my doctor had no answers but to suggest symptom-masking drugs that I have no interest in taking. He referred me to an allergist, but that appointment is sometime off. I've written to you about this before, but I'm hoping you can might have some additional insights. Now, Jason has done a lot of the things we recommend here, cleaning up a lot of his diet. He's doing the whole food supplementation. He's doing some level of detox. But I didn't see any mention of homeopathic medicine in anything that he has done. But he's, you know, again, I'm going to credit Jason for doing a lot of good things. Now, skin is tough. It can be very tough. In the beginning stages of homeopathy, way back in the day, you know, 200 plus years ago in Dr. Samuel Hahnemann's days among the peasants of Germany, working really hard, eating the food as it was grown. It wasn't so much of refined foods, things like we have today. When somebody exhibited a skin condition, it was a very acute scenario. It wasn't chronic like we see today. Layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of toxins, for instance, heavy metals. And you could pretty much pick out a similimum. That is the one single remedy that would match up all of the symptoms pretty darn close, or almost, maybe even exactly. And in the case of skin conditions back in Hahnemann's day, there was one remedy that was just nailing it almost every time without fail. You know, a lot of the skin conditions that were acute at that point in time. Do you know, Super Don, what that one remedy happened to be? Pop quiz time. It's Latin, but it's not so exotic and Harry Potter sounding.
You'll have to tell me. I'm sorry. What is it?
It's kind of stinky if you grab it. And in fact, it relates to what you might be finding, why an egg might smell when it goes off.
Why an egg might smell when it goes off.
Yeah. I'm giving you some good hints here. Did you say sulfur?
I did.
Nailed it. That's right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Homeopathic sulfur was the remedy for skin maladies.
How does an egg go off, though? That's what I want to know.
With a firecracker, usually.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Or you crack it and leave it out. That's what I meant. All right. You know what I mean.
Okay.
So
right.
That was the thing. But if you try to use sulfur, and I'm talking homeopathic now, because there are dietary sulfurs that have a lot of benefit. There's no question. We've talked about that over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But if you try sulfur now homeopathically, you'll find it doesn't seem to work. You'll say, well, homeopathy doesn't work. kind of like doing all the wonderful things that Jason has done, and he's still having some of these skin conditions. It's not that the things he's doing isn't working, but there are layers to what we're dealing with now. The difference between acute and chronic, right? If you had a contact dermatitis, that's an acute explosion local to an affectation that happened, just happened. Chronic dermal issues, skin issues, other layers of deeply imbalanced intestinal system. Have you done the Silver Aloe Protocol? I don't think he has. He hasn't mentioned it. If he has, we might need to go further, but he did not mention it. To heal the gut, to genuinely allow for the replenishment of the good gut ecology. If you're not clear about it, read Unlock the Power to Heal. It's very simple, absolutely very simple. There are levels of, how would we say, heavy metal toxicity, particularly mercury, that can take sometimes years if you don't have aggressive approaches like Dr. Batar does to remove it. That can also play a heavy, heavy role in skin affectations. You look at mercury in the Materia Medica, and you will see pages and pages and pages, and a lot of them affect epithelial tissue. Right? So this could be an issue of ongoing chronic low-level mercury toxicity that your body is unable to relinquish, but you sweat and you seem to have, or you heat, and you seem to have more of it exacerbated, as if it's trapped in the dermal layers. So far infrared sweat might be another method of helping you to detox your skin. But I'm going to say homeopathically, we want to do something like, and I have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, skin irritations and itch relief, to give you some relief along the way as you promote the detoxification. That even if you've gone through one round or two, I don't know how old you are, Jason, but that's how many years it took to get you where you are. And I'm not saying it's going to take that many years to get you out, but if you've had the skin condition for a year, sometimes it's going to take some months, depending on how long that has been building. And another factor I want you to know, we've got background levels of radiation rising in concert with background levels of EM field, electromagnetic radiation, EM fields. And I encourage you, if you don't already do the King Bio EMF Detox, to do so, reduce your exposure, find ways to neutralize some of the EM fields, make sure that you're unplugging these fields in your house, like the routers in your house at night while you sleep. You've got to find a way to reduce these things because they're very real in how they're impacting and manifesting with these chronic conditions, including that of the skin. And then, of course, ingesting more of the fats that are very healthy. So these are some more tips I wanted to throw out for you, Jason, because you asked, you sincerely asked. I don't want you to go to an allergist personally. I've been to them, had 10 years of allergy shots. The source for allergies, if this is indeed that, is gut and liver, gut and liver. Keep taking the selenium. Pump it up if you're only doing 100 to 200 micrograms. Maybe you want to go up to 400 micrograms for a while. I would in this case. Hydrate as well. Can't overlook that. If you haven't been to robertswater.com, get that molecular hydrogen working and detoxing deep levels of the cells. Wonderful opportunities for healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So thank you, Jason. Now, second question comes from Beth Ann. This is an unusual one. I don't think I've heard of this particular malady. My 36-year-old son has been diagnosed with a vascular malformation on his neck, and the doctors want to use radiation, which is not an option. Interesting, right? The thing we warn you against, they want to use as medicine. They would radiate, ionizing radiation, to just kill the vascular integrity there, whatever's left, even though it's malformed. Where could we find natural remedies for treatment of this? Can you point us in the right direction? We would greatly appreciate your input, Beth Ann. Now, vascular support. We've talked about silica, especially silica, of all the things, connective tissue integrity, vascular integrity, elasticity, strength. Do the silica challenge like our good buddy Christopher Bard talks about, and we write about it as well in Unlock the Power to Heal. Get the Alta Health Products Silica. From Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And that silica, you want to take three of the tablets four times a day for two, maybe even 4 weeks, to really flood the system with the silica that may be lacking that would allow for such a vascular malformation. Now, what else might cause it? There's any number of things, aberrations, including skeletal integrity that has been lost. You know, looking to the skeletal system, what abnormality in terms of neurological impingement? Maybe the chiropractic or osteopathic model could look at the structure and say, hey, there's something going on here. But from a deficiency perspective, silica is number one. There's a lot more that I don't know as far as your son, Beth Ann, and I'm just giving you some perspectives to consider at this point of what to do. Homeopathically, there are wonderful remedies for the vasculature. And I would have you call King Bio at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. And they might not be able to tell you a remedy that says vascular abnormalities, right, or vascular malformation. It won't say that. But the remedies that you'll find in homeopathy will work on many layers in many ways for vascular integrity, including the Crataegus, which is the hawthorn berry, which, of course, works on the heart and can reverse. What kind of thing can it reverse for the heart, Super Don? Pop quiz? Serious stuff. Your heart just is going to go, I'm not working anymore.
Look, I got sulfur. That's okay. I get one. Okay,
I know.
One for the
I was
day.
Going,
I'm sorry, I was multitasking.
I went to the well one too many times. Right,
yes.
Congestive heart failure was the answer to that.
Okay, that always makes me think Dr. Christopher's
hawthorn berry syrup. Exactly, yeah. A great vascular support in that regard. But remember, selenium, chromium, also very helpful for the heart, the vascular system, the liver. All of these things are playing together in the sandbox called your body. Your body. Speaking of your body, people are wanting to do strange things with your body. 50 shades of kale. That's not so weird. 50 shades of whatever's in the movie.
Not the 50 shades thing.
Of whatever's in the movie theater. I'm not really interested in seeing it, but there's a lot of things, I dare to say, popping up in the marketplace about it. And we're going to talk about some of them. It'll be safe for work, okay? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember upcoming events this Valentine's Day weekend, Raw Food Retreat. I think there might be one slot left, so if you're interested, maybe two, I think, if a couple wants to go for Valentine's Day. Paul Neeson, the Raw Food Retreat, West Palm Beach, February 13th through 15th. We'll see you there. Paul is at 561-283-1707, 561-283-1707. You want to give a good Valentine's Day gift to your honey? Give him some Dr. Newsom's Super Earth Energy, because it's like nothing says I love you better than I want you to be healthier, right? Or I want you to detox. Or I want your inflammation to go away. What? Well, that's not good, is it? No, I love it. Doc Newsom, DRNUZUM.com. I'd be happy. I'd feel the love. So give the gift of health and healing this Valentine's Day. Why don't you? Lectures at Earth Fair, Westgate, Asheville, North Carolina, Wednesday, February 18th at 6 p.m. RSV will be there. Lecturing, and Dr. King says he's going to make a special appearance. Food and Thought Health Freedom Summit down in Naples, Florida, February 20th through 22nd. Looking forward to seeing Sayer G, Jeffrey Smith, and many others. The Cal Jam, you want to go to that 2015. We've got links as well. And, of course, right now the Healthy Gut Summit is going on. Click the link at robertscottbell.com for free. I'll be featured along with Jeffrey Smith this coming Wednesday. So, exciting stuff happening. Hey, Super Don, I got a haircut today.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't leave a tip, though.
Okay. Why not?
Well, listen, I go down to get a haircut, and then she makes some joke about looking at my hair, and she says something about 50 Shades of Grey. I was not happy. I was not happy, right? No, that didn't happen. I did just make that up. I don't know. I did get a haircut today.
You're not alone in that department.
So. No, I did. Yeah, it's a little peppery. I was looking at my son's hair because he got a haircut at the same time. I was like, dude, can I borrow some of that? I remember. I used to have that. Oh, well. Oh, well.
This 50 Shades of Grey thing is so overblown. Yeah.
Don't you think so?
I think
so. And they're coming out with all kinds of crazy products. I like Joni Abbott's 50 Shades of Kale, you know, that she did a video, you know, with her radio studio station or whatever.
Yes, it was kind of cool that she did a reenactment of what got her the co-host position on the country station that she's on.
Yeah, like the morning show. But it turns out there is a book called 50 Shades of Kale.
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, yes.
And you could actually take your kids to see that one. That one's okay.
Yes.
Although I hear some people are taking. This is the best of the, because all the new products coming out. The best one I liked, 50 Shades of Chicken.
I love that one.
They look at this chicken's tied up.
It is. It says, and what complements your wine better than a submissive slice of chicken? This book teaches you how to tie up a chicken in every way imaginable.
Well, the thing is, you know, when I first heard about this, 50 Shades, I thought it was Dorian Gray. I thought it was a historical perspective on fiction.
This book has recipes in it. It has one that's called Dripping Thighs. There's another one called Erect Chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I would wreck the chicken immediately. So I mean, that would be mine. But yeah, it's funny because we just learned how to tie the chicken for rotisserie recently. So it's funny that that picture's up there.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of crazy stuff coming out. Out of England, the hardware stores are getting ready because they're prepping for the fans of this book, 50 Shades, in the movie. And they're talking about what are they selling there at the hardware store?
There's a British hardware store chain there that is telling their staff to familiarize themselves with the 50 Shades of Grey book ahead of time because they're expecting a boost in rope sales.
You know what? I would approve of that. I would approve of that if the rope is made of hemp.
Hemp, yeah.
Talk to me when it's made of hemp, and then I'll go, okay, you're good. And, yeah, there's nothing wrong with learning how to tie a knot. But, you know, this is going obviously a little different direction with this. And, I just don't understand the fascination. Maybe I do. I mean, again, we know that the fascination with that aspect of life. But I don't know. The time I wasn't even a good Boy Scout. I wasn't a Boy Scout at all. So I didn't do the knot thing.
No. You know, listen, and it's funny because they're not only expecting a boom in sales in rope and cable ties, but also duct tape.
Duct tape. Is that in the movie?
I don't know. Maybe that's people going a little bit out on their own.
is it true that they've got a Vermont teddy bear based on this movie, too?
I don't know.
I think it would be traumatic to receive a teddy bear that's all tied up. I'm like, no, that's not a teddy bear.
Yeah, right, handcuffs and cable ties and, I don't know.
Cable guy.
Cable
all right.
Guy. Anyway.
Well, that's it for another exciting edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for Mike Adams joining us. Serious Issues on the AMA. Ethics. Dilemma. And we'll see if Super Don can get through to the American Medical Association to ask them about it. Tomorrow, Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. We've got Sid Singer. We're going to be talking about some interesting things related to cancer and more.
Barbara Lo Fisher.
What else? Barbara Lo Fisher. Awesome. The National Vaccine Information Center as well. Thank you all for being here. Tell your friends. It's the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.